Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
This is kind of about the business, but just a little bit more like just taking inventory. So for any of you, like, business tips and like the buyer journey, I just went and skipped. It's just more like a gratitude of realizing like I've got a really great thing going for me right now. So it just really hit me, like contemplating with that conversation I had with the gym consulting guy, just realizing like he coaches people that are working 80 hours a week. They're either like break even or losing money in their gym. And like right now I might have a break even. I might lose like $2,000 this month, but I'm not like working really on the whole lot. Like I think I put in 5 or 8 hours last week, like pretty minimal. And to be honest, if I were to work at the gym or on the gym, I don't know like what I would be doing other than doing what I'm already doing, just setting up sales processes, getting ads and more leads coming to the gym. Like I can't lead a workout session. I can't write workout plans. I can't give coaching to members. Like I don't have that skill set. So just realizing like I'm really rich right now when it comes to that time freedom that a lot of the other owners out, gym owners out there don't have. Most gym owners love nutrition. They love wellness. They love getting jacked or getting lean or something around the mix. And I love the impact that we have, but I see it as a business machine. And not so much as like a place to like pump weight and be protein. So in a weird way that I see like a lot more from a distance, but it's still meaningful and valuable to me. And so like I haven't hopped out the gym a whole lot today other than telling someone someone texted me like, hey, do I have to show up to sales training like week for all 5 days or just like one day? I'm like, nope, it's all 5 days. Like that was about it. And 15 minutes of my mental space. And I've had a ton of off, which is really great. Just realizing if you are able to step back from the gym, if you're able to breathe, enjoy the town downtime, have a weekend, you've found really good management in place. And that's kind of like catch 22, like you want really good management, once you have good management, they have leverage and now like they could try to pull an override you or something. But like both my managers are level 2 instructors. They've been members before they worked at the studio and like they got into like loving the studio before they got into working for the studio. And so, I mean, they could always leave. They could always do something else. They make more with me than any other piece. But just realizing, man, like I haven't had to think about this. I guess the catalyst was the owner was like, hey, you need to send you a workout plan or write something up or do anything. And I realized like his like history is to like work the weekends on this thing. And you know, I've given that a lot of those responsibilities over to management. Giving up air rates for it, so it's not free, but I've bought mental space and mental clarity. And the folks that are really good at this stuff are able to tackle it way faster than I. So just taking inventory, realizing you build the business to handle itself and to stay. It sounds bad, but when you step away from the business, if you're not to show up or do anything, the business can survive. It'll flat. Ideally, it'll grow, but it's not going to die or sink on. If it can stay flat and like tread waters, then everything you do, as long as it goes up, is attributable to your input and your improvement. And so that's step one, make a great management, solid systems that they know how to accelerate on. So that's where things are at now. We're sad for it. I'm going to go back in, just finish getting some dog food for my dog, but just realizing, got a really good thing here. I bought a fantastic thing. And going forward, any studios I buy that don't have good management in place, I'm going to ask for a seed discount to handle, take off that load from people's burdens, put in good management, and then capture to that value. So like if a gym was going to sell for like 200 with good management and they don't have good management, I'd probably pay them like 100 or maybe 50 or something because it's going to take time and energy to get the right people in place and get them in there. So I don't know what the actual numbers would be and just turn out an example, but just to realize to have good people and good systems in place where the owner can step back and breathe. That's a huge value that people don't really. Let's go inside and bring some dog food, rock and roll.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.